So take some deep, full breaths. Deep, full, life-giving breaths. Breathing into your body. Breathing into your belly. Breathing all the way down into your feet. And take your next breath right in and out through your heart, your beautiful heart. If you happen to be thinking about anything, you can just imagine it as those thoughts as balloons you're hanging on to, and you can just let go of those balloons. Just let them float away into the sky, into the blue of the sky. And any emotions connected with those balloons can just drop to the earth like heavy sandbags. Take another deep, full breath. Breathe in and out through your heart and invite your beautiful, brilliant mind to hop on a golden slide between your head and your heart and land in the luxurious, sparkly pool of the heart and just float, just relax. Just be. All the way down into the very center of the heart, where you sense and know your freedom. Where your peace and your joy lives. And the light of who you are, the light of who you are shines brightly. Allow that light of your heart to grow brighter and brighter and brighter. Allow it to be bright and full. And so full that it engulfs your whole chest and eventually your whole body. The light that you are. And right in the very center of that light, right in the very center, notice the most beautiful flower. This is a precious flower. Right in the very center of that light. And notice that flower come into the fullest bloom possible. Petals just splayed open but full of life at the same time. Soft, beautiful, strong, dynamic, and totally surrendered to the light. As you relax your feminine heart wide open, so the light of who you are can shine through you ever so brightly. And you know, by being that which you truly are, you're the greatest gift that you could possibly be to anyone. That means you're also the greatest gift you could possibly be to yourself. And the greatest gift you could possibly be to a soulmate. So access your passion, that amazing, alive alertness when you're in total connection with not just the source of who you are and yourself, but also your soulmate. There's a beauty in being seen and remembering that you're always seen by the divine. You're always seen by God. And how wonderful that feels. Also, when you allow yourself to be seen, like showing this beautiful light, this beautiful flower, to God through the form of a man, the man that's really kind and loving and masculine and truly on his own path, as you are truly on your path. As you continue to relax your heart open and walk true to your path and allow yourself to be seen, the spark of the divine will also be able to see you. Take another deep, full breath. Notice that flower in full bloom once again, in the brightness of the light that you are. And I invite you to let this question drop in for you. And if something comes up for you, wonderful. If an answer doesn't necessarily come up, trust it'll come to you through the day. If there was one thing that I could take action on today to support myself in feeling even more of this throughout my waking life, more of the light that I am, my relaxed feminine heart, what might that be? If there was just one action I could take today, one thing I could do to support myself in having more of this experience of my beautiful feminine heart willing to be seen, what might that be? Whatever that is, whatever comes up for you, trust that. Maybe even make a note of it and follow through on that. That commitment for you, to you, to support and love and nurture your feminine heart. You are so, so worth it. Blessings, and have a radiant day.